Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without fingersticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast, and become a Coast Insider to hear the rest of this fascinating conversation and check out recent shows featuring guests sharing stories about growing up in a haunted house that was possessed by an evil presence, a nightmarish encounter with a UFO in the dead of night, and the financial horror stories from those who won the lottery and lived to regret it. Head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to hear these programs and many more truly thought-provoking shows from coast to coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, along with our special guest John D'Souza today, as we talk about extraterrestrials and the paranormal, and of course his work when he was with the FBI manning the paranormal desk. John, what would you say the majority of the cases that came across that desk were? Were they UFO related primarily?
Definitely UFO, alien technology related, and related to alien visitors in one form or another, or what people believed may have been these areas. And when I say people, I mean sheriffs and police chiefs and people who were in charge of jurisdictions, and they came across cases that they just didn't know what to do with and didn't know who to turn to. And so they would just put in a form, a police cooperation form request to the FBI saying, do you have any subject matter experts that could work or give us an opinion, a consultation on something like this? And that was just me. That was just me and my partner. And we were the ones who would basically deal with that sort of thing.
Now, what is partial disclosure, fake disclosure?
Partial disclosure and fake disclosure are the same thing. Actual disclosure is what people imagine when the government or any governments finally say, okay, you got us. We've known about aliens and UFOs all along. Here's the inside scoop on what's really happening. And I believe that's never going to happen, because it would admit guilt on the part of many actors on withholding a lot of information and technologies that could have saved many lives since 1947. And I just don't believe the government, the national governments, have this inside information on anything. the alien visitors or UFOs are doing. So they cannot produce true disclosure. What they do produce sometimes, and what we see at times, is fake or partial disclosure, which are almost the same thing. They'll use semi-private organizations or private individuals as a front in order to appear to release UFO data and alien visitor data. And wherever you see these government actors or these semi-governmental actors...
False flags.
Yeah, you'll see false flags, and you'll see fake or partial disclosure. And partial disclosure is basically, okay, here's this genuine, authentic video of a UFO, and we're going to show it to you, we're going to release it through the Pentagon, and here it is. Let's show it to everybody. And then there's no follow-up. There's no, okay, we know this is alien because here's the documentation. Here's how we know that this is alien. Here's what the alien uptake on this is. In other words, there's no completion of the disclosure. It's a partial disclosure where they'll just show you the video and say, this is alien technology, as far as, but there's no backup to it. There's no follow-up government, because if this was really a governmental issuance or opening of these UFO files, then they would have the follow-up to it. They would say, and here's what the aliens said about this. Here's the feedback we got on this vehicle, and we're going to let you know. That would be full disclosure. That would be real disclosure. But we haven't seen that.
Why not, John? Why not?
Because I don't believe they have it. I don't believe any governments have it. The only ones who have that, actually, like, for instance, like my friend Laura Eisenhower, for instance, would say, I believe the only ones who have real disclosure are the elite powers in control, also known as the cabal, the fake government, the system of dominance that sits over the nations, the system of dominance that in 1947 sent out the orders to all the nations that UFOs have to be kept covered up, secret, and anything real about alien visitors must be kept secret at all costs.
What were they afraid of, John?
They are afraid of liberation. They're afraid of the citizens getting a hold of alien technology, of free energy, the same thing they were afraid of with Tesla. They're trying to make sure that we do not get a hold of technologies that could change their system of dominance over us. That's what they're afraid of.
How long do you think we have known about the existence of UFOs and their presence on this planet? It's got to be way before 1947.
I'm sure it was. I'm sure it was far before. I mean, if you look at even as I write in my books, if you even look at some of the records during the time of Alexander of Macedonia, when he was taking over various kingdoms, they had the incidences of the shining shields in the sky, which whenever Alexander was taking over another city that was fortified, these shining shields would show up out of the sky and would start shooting rays at the cities that he was trying to, and knocking down their walls so that his troops could advance. And he wouldn't understand or know what these things were or why they were there, but he certainly took advantage of what they did in order to conquer more cities. And that's a matter of historical record. So these things, these issues, go back into antiquity. Of course they do. But, you know, in the modern era, of course, it all started in 1947 when we really became aware and actually had the modern, well, what we think is the modern machinery to actually go after UFOs, which turned out pretty badly for us in 1952 over Washington, D.C.
There's one individual out there in the field of ufology, John, who doesn't believe that visitations are very friendly at all, and that's Dr. David Jacobs, who believes that these visitations have a tone of evil to it, not benevolent at all. What do you think of that?
I love Dr. David Jacobs' work. because although I usually have a great disdain for scientists, he is actually a true investigator.
He's a great one, yeah.
The data follows, he truly follows the data wherever it would lead. And he is not afraid to leave behind material conclusions and go into the paranormal as a conclusion. So, David Jacobs' work is tremendous, tremendously important. And I actually find his stuff very important. And of course, he's right that there are malevolent alien intentions, and because we can see it in the cases. You just have to examine the cases. However, I would disagree with his work in one aspect, because I've, in the many, many cases that I have reviewed and investigated and seen, I see cases of benevolence as well. I see alien visitors who have actually come and healed people's diseases, their conditions, have given them gifts and abilities that they didn't have before as well. So I've seen both. I've seen the types of cases that David Jacobs talks about, where it's just, there's just like a pure malevolence, like what happened to Betty and Barney Hill when they were abducted. Just a malevolence where it's just uncaring, unfeeling abduction, and where they were treated in a very, very evil manner. And yeah, there's a lot of cases like that, absolutely.
Could we say, John, the ET presence basically echoes this planet in that we've got great people, we've got some lousy people on this planet, we've got benevolent people, we have hateful people?
Yeah, I think that would be accurate, because the cases show both clearly. They show benevolence and they show malevolence too. But what's really amazing is how the cases keep increasing in number, in volume, in scale. They just keep on increasing, and they just don't taper off. They don't level off or taper off. Abductions keep increasing. And abductions that we can maybe not firmly put on alien abduction, but that could possibly have connections to alien abductions, because if you look at FBI statistics in the United States, we have an average of about 33,000 disappearances of human beings per year.
Yeah, they're just gone, vanished, poof.
Yes. People who are just gone, vanished without a trace, and we're not talking about deaths or any sign of any clues or violence left behind. Nothing, just gone, just disappeared. That's an enormous number, 33,000 to 35,000 per year in the United States.
And it might even be higher. Who knows, huh?
Yes, and it could be higher, and it is higher in other nations as well. Nations that don't keep the kind of statistics that we keep, and so this is just. It's just not explainable on a physical level.
Can you imagine what it's like for a family, John? The mother, the father, they leave for the day. They come back, and they're in their home, and they're going, "Where's mom? Where's dad?" And they just never show up. They're gone. Yeah. No explanation. Nothing.
Well, it's even worse when the parents, the relatives, the
child
of these people are actually with the person who just goes around a corner, and suddenly they hear no more noise from the person or the child. They hear no more noise. And
are they like beamed aboard or something?
That's the sort of thing it looks like, because we have, for instance, a case in the National Park, of course, where a three-year-old both parents were watching the child, and then the child just runs around a tree, around a pretty broad tree, and runs around the tree, and suddenly they hear noises from the child. They both move, look at each other. They both move forward to where the tree was, and they see the footprints gone, and the child is gone.
Oh, my God. And they have to live with this forever.
Exactly. And now you multiply that by many thousands. That's the sort of thing that we're dealing with, trying to explain on a national scale. And it just doesn't work on the purely material level.
Were you able to pinpoint where these ETs are coming from, or are they coming from all over the universe?
Oh, that's an excellent question, George, because I have an answer for that one. And I would ask people that, because when I first started my FBI career, I feel that question was answered. And it's one of the things that led me to write my book, The Extra Dimensionals.
Uh-huh.
And here's where it was answered. It was answered in the smoking gun document, where people can look at this document and they can actually just go to vault.fbi.gov. They go to that site, and then there's this big old tab that says unexplained phenomena. And they just press that button. They press that button, and then that opens up extrasensory perception cases, that opens up cattle mutilation investigations, that opens up UFOs. And you press on the button that says UFOs, and then that opens up a lot of groups of documents, many, many groups of documents, because this is going back 100 years in FBI history.
Right.
And you just open up and go to group number one, UFO documents, and then you press on that, and then you go to page 22. And on page 22 is what I call the smoking gun document. It is a document that has hardly any strikeouts. It's just a one-page memorandum. It says it's titled Memorandum of Importance. That is a document that is from an FBI agent who said he had an informant, and that informant was supernormal. If you want to see the document, you can also, in my book, The Extra Dimensionals, I actually show the document also. And you just go to that on page 22. You can download this, too, for free. All these documents can be downloaded. They're the repository of all declassified cases and investigations in the FBI, declassified from going back 100 years. And so once you're looking at this document, you'll see that this FBI agent actually says he has an informant, and he says, my informant is supernormal, which is an old-timey word for supernatural. Or paranormal.
Or ET, necessarily?
Yes.
Okay.
In this case, well, because of the context, it looks very much like he's saying his informant is an ET.
Wow.
And then he goes on to say, and I have to put out this document to all my fellow scientists, because apparently he's a scientist also. And he says, I'm putting it out to my fellow scientists, but because of who my informant is, scientists probably won't believe it, but I still have to put this out because it's the truth.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, is finally here.
With the first pick in the NFL Draft.
Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit.
They're looking to get a guy that they believe can change the game.
With NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon and on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL+. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information.